The following is a production of Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary. For more information about the seminary, visit us online at gpts.edu.
Sigma on, and you think of the eta and the epsilon as staying on the root ending and being a transitional vowel there.
Discussion of verbal rules.
You're telling what's happening? So I would learn then O, Ace, A. And what he's doing, he's separating them by giving you what he considers to be the connecting vowel and then the ending.
Dr. Knight,
yes.
Do you have an extra copy of that?
I didn't think you were.
No, that's okay. I'll...
Yes, it's right there.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Right. Sorry about that. Anybody else need one? Okay, so look, O, Ace, A, Omen, Epi, and then what he's telling you in the footnote here is that the Nu drops out and the Omicron joins with something and changes. So, practical purpose, you can learn it's Usi. Now, these other endings will be occurring in some forms of the me verbs, but I'm not going to emphasize the me verbs a lot, because it's enough for you to learn these. So you can see these are the connecting vowels, omicron, epsilon, epsilon, omicron, epsilon, omicron. These are the literal endings, and I would change the first one to omega and the second one, epsilon, iota, sigma. Now what you need to know is look down at the footnote. The primary endings are used on the unaugmented tenses. That means they're used on the present, in the indicative, the present, the future, and the perfect. Because the perfect is not augmented, it's a reduplication, so you don't call it augmented. And in the subjunctive, it is in all tenses, but of course always lengthened. So if you bear that in mind now, you see you can do luo, luso, Leluka. Now, obviously, you've got an alpha coming in there, and so you have to remember that for the perfect. But see, you've virtually got all that down by just learning that one set of endings. Unaugmented tenses, present, future, and perfect. Okay. Now, the primary, middle, and passive are simply oh my, esai, etai, omatha, esta, onta. With these vowels, omicron, epsilon, epsilon, omicron, epsilon, omicron, and you see they're virtually the same vowels as you had before, while the connecting vowels and the endings. Now, one thing you need to notice here is he's telling you what the full ending of the second person singular is. It is esai. But the sigma always drops out. The epsilon and alpha join together to become an eta. And the iota becomes a subscript. So it becomes lu-e. But you want to remember it this way because in the perfect, where you have no connecting vowels, the sigma does not drop out. And it becomes psi. If you don't remember the side, then you're going to be off kilter there. But if you remember that every case except the perfect, it becomes eta, you have a substitute. Okay. Now look at the secondary ending. So that's all you need to learn besides the me ending, slight alteration there, for the primary, active, and middle and passive. By the way, the aorist passive will take active endings. Not any other passive. Only the aorist passive. You need to make a little note to yourself on the side there when you're learning the middle and passive endings. Now, so the endings for the secondary active are on, ace, a, with the possibility of something else, which could be a new movable at times. Omen ete on. And notice what happens, that the secondary endings are almost identical in some ways to the primary, with the omission of an iota in the second and third persons, and an addition of a nu, which makes it and the third plural look identical. See that within the secondary. So you've got on, es, e, omen, ete, on. But now notice the beauty of this. The primary and secondary plural endings, except for the third plural, are identical. Omen and omen, ete and ete. And that's going to be true all the way out in all the endings. So, what do you use the secondary endings with? Well, go down and turn the next page. And look where it says secondary endings are used in the augmented senses. In indicative, these are the imperfect, aorist, and pluperfect. In the optative, it is all tenses, even though the optative is not augmented. Okay? Let me give you some other things which you can read through later on. That was only going to help you review this material. So you've got O S A omen ete usi, on S A omen ete on, and you can virtually use those for anything. Now, look, these endings will be perfect on the second aorist. They will not be perfect on the first aorist, where the endings will become sa, sas, se, sanen, sate, and san. Because the alpha following the sigma becomes the dominant linking vowel. And it replaces all the homophones and everything but the epsilon in the third sentence. Questions? Is this helping? Okay. I hope it will. Now, let's look at the primary middle of the passage. Oma, essa, etta, omasa, essa, omta. Now, notice that the pattern between the primary and secondary is virtually the same. In the first and second plural, the endings are identical. Omatha, omatha, esta, esta. In the first person singular, it's O plus A. M, an additional ending. One is I, oh my, and one is aim, oh main. And then notice that the other two have a similar pattern. It's a helping verb, e, plus psi and tai, so and to. So the primary ending is si and tai. And the secondary end is oso eto. Now what happens is, you know that the sigma drops out and becomes eta for the primary. And for the secondary, the sigma drops out and it becomes u. Omicron upsilon. Because an omicron plus an omicron becomes normally in formation an omicron upsilon. But you will remember that SO because in the perfect tense, it will reoccur. It won't be contracted. Then notice that the first plural and second plural are the same. And notice that the third plural is different in that you have the repeated I, which is the dominant note of the middle passive primary, except for et metha and estha. You've got my, psi, tai, and tai. The only difference between the third singular and the third plural is you've got a new in there and a different connecting vowel. And then notice the similar phenomenon occurs in the middle passive secondary. The endings are so, to, and ento, the dominant note of the endings, so that, as you see, the third plural is virtually the same, one being onta and the other being onto, and the first plural and second plural are them. And these go with the augmented form, which are the imperfect, the aorist, and the pluperfect. That has a reduplication and then an augment in front of it. Got that? That's the way the pluperfect is formed. Form the perfect tense and put an epsilon in front of that. So it's in all the augmented forms and the indicative. Obviously, they're not augmented in subjunctive announcements. Subjunctive endings will always be primary endings lengthened. All right, he's trying to give you a synopsis of the verbal rules here. You might want to read through the rest of them, and it might help you sometimes. But I particularly wanted you to have these endings. He does say about the tense formations, which are probably worth looking at, in point 6 on page 2. Future includes a connecting vowel. That's only because he gave it to you in Omicron, an S form. Or you can just say it has O, I, and so on. First aorist, active middle, has sigma alpha all the way through except for singular. Middle uses the passive endings, and he should have put it here, but he didn't. Passive aorist uses the active endings. Again, I'd say you ought to add that somewhere. Then he has liquid aorist and second perfects, which you'll have to give a little bit more of verb in front of you to go over that. But what he says is true enough. Let's see what else. Perfect, kappa alpha. Notice the perfect goes virtually the same as the aorist, except it has a kappa instead of a sigma. The only thing different would be, so you'd have con in the perfect third plural, where the past you have son. The third plural, see, differs between con and pasti. That's the variation that you have there. Then the aorist passive, notice he's putting it out separately. Theta, eta, or second aorist passive has no theta, and simply an eta. And theson occurs in third plural. And notice the endings are all active. I don't know why we want to say that. The endings are all active for the aorist passive.
Are you on page 347, sir?
I am.
Okay. I just want to make sure we're talking.
Aorist passive.
Mm-hmm. First aorist passive, is that where you are, sir?
Well, it doesn't say first aorist in mine. Up at the top of the page.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Aorist passive.
Right. Uses
active. Face, Feynman, Fete, and Feyson. Because you've got that lengthened eta there, is that characteristic? Aorist passive. But you're using active endings in the aorist passive. I just want to keep repeating it because I think it's worth getting it so much that you finally did indelibly imprinted on it. Okay, future passive. Obviously, you take the aorist passive and add a sigma, and you do like you do correctly, except you use the middle or passive endings. And second, future passive, you don't have the theta. Morphemes, that's a little more technical. I'll let you worry about that with him. And then the participle form, he's laid them all out. And I'm not really reteaching the Greek, I assure you. The only other thing I think I need to call to your attention is to remind you, because it's such an easy thing to remember and so helpful in identifying things, on page 348, first perfect, middle, and passive. There is no connecting vowel between the perfect root stem or ending and the ending itself. So you have menos, not ominous, not amenu. Simply menos, anu, and so on. When you see that, this adds the reduplication in the front. Should be an absolute giveaway to you. It's perfect. Not a perfect active, but sort of your best. All right? And you know the contract vowels and the vowels contract in the present and perfect? Or do they contract with the ending? In virtually most cases, it means that the endings are virtually unchanged. The only change will be that the accent stays in the end, because it was originally over the contract vowel, because you had a long end. When the contract had simply moved over, long ending became circumflex. That's something else. And I don't want to be teaching a lot of Greek. That's for review, I think. Yes.
Your typical no connecting vowel between the root and the ending, was that with just regard to the
middle and passive? A little fast. I believe I'm mistaken about that. It shows I haven't been teaching Greek in a long time. Maybe through the active of what? I'll take a look. Because notice he has no helping vowel listed before that. But that's not true because you've got first aorist, active first aorist, middle there, helping vowel there. And the helping vowel from the first aorist passes. So I'm not sure about that. I thought he was giving a hint when he didn't have it. Okay, second singular passive. The sigma usually drops out. That gives you sign. So, this becomes eta, you know, the subscript for the first, and omicron, this one for the second. And then he's got this miscellaneous thing. Any questions? All right, who's ready to step up to bat? You can use your Kubo pages, and if you made any notes, I won't fuss at you about that. Too bad, anyway. Yeah. So, who's ready? Okay. Might as well get it out of the way, huh? Oh, yeah.
I don't remember exactly what you would have us do.
Yeah.
All right. What I'd have you do is I'd have you take the verbs, identify them fully, which means you give the tense and the voice and mood and person and number, and then if it's not self-evident, tell me what it comes from. Okay. And the participle, you give me the sixth thing.
Are we doing this from our work or we're doing this from memory, right?
Oh, you can hand it in, you can have it on paper.
Okay.
All I want to do is do it.
Okay.
And I want to see that you
can
do
it.
I don't want to grade you on this, but I want to encourage you. But don't do it, you get graded. It's sort of like when at the end of the course I say, have you done all the assigned reading? Three commentaries. Mm-hmm. The Greek text and the parsing verbs. If you say no, I'm going to say what percentage. If you say I did 80%, then you'll only have 10 points taken off of the final grade. Now think of that. You know what 10 points does to you? Knocks you down at least one letter there. So make sure you do all of that. I'm telling you that ahead of time. So you can be sure you do that. By the way, use the commentaries that are on the list, if you please. Unless you have a special request of me, and if you want to use Calvin, for example, you can probably use him.
Okay. So just start from verse 1 and...
Yeah, just start from verse 1 until I stop you. Let's see, we're going to do through 13, and then how many of you guys are going to participate in this?
Sure.
All of them. Not a single, okay, so there's six of you. Okay, two verses apiece, and one guy will get an extra special. All right.
So just go ahead in English and then go back.
Well, you don't have to do the English. I presume you know that.
Okay, so just pick the verbs.
That's right.
So, well, I'll just quickly go stop at the verbs. You therefore, my son.
All right. You can read it in English. Yes.
And Dunamu, which is second singular.
Correct.
Imperative.
Yes.
Comes.
What tense?
Present.
Right.
Passive.
Yes.
And it comes from Dunamai.
Oh, well, yeah, but it comes from a special form of Dunamai.
Oh, maybe and Dunamai.
Yeah, and Mo'o, as is given there, or and Dunamai.
Okay. Which is...
Probably it's not from Endunamai, because that would make it a different word. It's from Endunamo'o. This means be strong. I think if you give me the other ending, you'd be giving me a different meaning. Okay? And te Chris Kariti, te, notice the te repeated there, and Christo Jesu. How about the second?
And what you heard, which is from akuo.
Correct.
Second singular.
Correct.
Aorist active indicative.
Correct.
Heard from me in the presence of or through many witnesses.
Yeah.
These things.
There's the me verb you thought about.
Yes, and trust to faithful men. So that verb is
Karatitemi. You drop the me verbs are the only things that are, some of them are reduplicated. And when you get out of the present tense, you drop the reduplication. And that's why it's down to parathu.
Okay, and that would be second singular. It's an imperative again.
Yeah.
And it is
it middle deponent or is it passive?
Yeah, I was going to say passive.
These things you yourself commit? Could be. Or it could be using the middle as a deponent form, as if it were active. Because the me verbs sometimes vary like that. Okay? All right? Esonta.
Which comes from echo?
No.
Oh, no. My mistake. Amy.
That's correct.
Comes from Amy. It is mine's going blank here. Third.
Yes.
Third plural.
Correct. You got a new there that makes it plural. That's right. Okay.
And it is a middle or passive.
Yes. Now, is it middle, or is it passive, or is it deponent?
I think it's middle, but...
Is it deponent? In other words, is the middle being used, but with an active meaning? Well, you may be wrong, but anyway. Okay. Okay. We shall be able or competent. Also, others did not say.
And that is from Vasco to teach.
Right.
And it is aorist active infinitive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything else? Nope. Okay. You did it correctly. Very well done.
Good job.
All right, you set the tone for me. Who's the next? Can you tell me next? Okay, brother.
All right, chapter verse 3. They have that long word that we just called Sudhapotheson.
Okay, now look at what's the component part. It's just, not, usually don't do the thing by etymology, but sometimes these verbs that have these prefixes like su.
Related to soon, right?
That's right. And then it's got a kako, which is related to the evil, and then it's got patheson, which is related to pasco.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
And that is a first aorist, active, imperative, second singular.
Correct.
And means suffer together with.
That's right. Okay, do you think you know who the suit refers to? Some sort of curiosity?
With Paul.
Probably so. Okay, how about in verse 4?
Then in verse 4,
do you want us to do participles as well?
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
The stratuomenos?
Yes.
Is a participle.
Tell me a little more about it.
It is present.
Right.
It is in the middle.
Okay, yes, as they use the middle reflexively or deponently.
Deponently.
Okay.
And it's nominative masculine singular.
Right.
And it's means to make war or serve as a soldier.
Very good. Okay.
Next is emplekatai.
Right.
Which is a present passive.
Right.
Indicative third singular.
Okay.
From empleko. To be entangled.
All right. Now, it could also be middle. Tangle yourself.
Right.
Or be entangled.
Right.
You. Okay. Now, if I give you a hina linking form, turn of the page there, you have a verb after, what's the verb going to be like for tense? For mood, rather.
Subjunctive.
Correct. Tell me about that.
The subjunctive is the aorist.
Yes.
And that's first aorist active subjunctive from Aresta.
Okay. And did you give me the first number?
I did not. It is second singular.
Second or second singular or third singular?
Oh, I'm sorry, third singular.
Okay. The reason they notice he's shifted there, no one, so that makes that third rather than
right.
And then it continues on in order that he, that puts the one. Okay, what about
that long person?
That long person.
Stratalogesante.
Right.
Is a first aorist active participle. And it's David masculine singular.
Correct.
Yeah.
Now, what made you know for sure it was an aorist participle?
Is it the
you've got a sign there at near the end, tip show.
Is it the new tau?
No, it's the sigma. The sigma followed by an alpha.
Okay.
That's the tip-off that it's an aorist. Active.
All right.
Okay. Okay, let's see. That's your two. Who's up next to that? All right.
Okay.
I think someone's trying to avoid getting the three at the end.
Sure, no, not me.
Yeah.
Aeon de Kai Athle, is that correct?
Aeon de Kai Athle, yes.
Which is the lemma for that is Athleo.
Yes.
And that is a third singular present active subjunctive.
That is exactly right.
And I think that that little tilde, is that the tilde, is that what indicates subjunctivity?
Well, yes, plus the eta. Because otherwise that would not be the operative vowel.
Mm.
So what happens is you've got a iota, which would normally follow an epsilon, or be there about that,
right.
And then that's become the other subscript. Okay?
Okay. Stephanutai.
So you want to give the accent where the accent is. Stephanutai.
Okay. That is...
Just like you did in Athle, excuse me for interrupting.
No, it's fine. The lemma for that is Strefano.
Yes.
Strefano. Thank you. I'm having trouble today.
That's okay. Greek is like Greek.
Definitely to me. and that's a third singular... present passive indicative.
Okay. Not he shall be crowned. Right? So it's passive.
That's right.
Aeon may, if not, or less, or unless.
I have he does not win the prize.
Okay. That's okay too. But it's really from a word that's related to the crown.
Is that right?
Okay. Okay, nomimos is an adverb because you see it ends in a homophone sigma. That's a tip. Athlese
is again from the same root earlier, athleo.
Correct.
And that's also a third singular aorist active subjunctive.
How does it differ from the previous one? What was the previous one?
It was a third singular present. Sorry.
Yeah, right. Present. And this is what?
Aorist. Of course. Duh.
So in this case, the epsilon, the connecting vowel, has been, what has happened to the epsilon? It's not in this word. You've got hot lay, say. What happened to it?
It
lengthened. You got it lengthened. lengthen before the sigma and the end. That is so well done in a figurative way. Yeah, that's good. Okay, we might as well get on to six.
Okay. Sorry, I don't have my Greek new testament. I wrote it out.
It's all right.
Ton copionta?
Copionta.
Which is a participle.
Yes.
From kopiao.
Kopiao.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Not good. That's a singular present active participle that's masculine and is an accusative case.
Very good. Accusative case. Okay.
Geo regaon, de, which is in its third singular present active indicative form.
Right.
It's the same dilemma.
Yep. Did you see the word for Georgia in there?
For Georgia?
E organ. That's George. Farmer.
Georgian farmer?
Yes.
peanut farmer, President Kerner?
Well, I don't know the peanut, you know, could be cotton. Okay, well, anything else?
Yeah, there's one more verb, meta lambanein.
Yeah.
Which is obviously the lemma is metalambano.
Yes.
And that is an infinitive, present, and active.
Correct. And the meta is added to lambano to make it metalambano. So if you receive something, you really receive it to yourself. All right. Follow another volunteer.
Noe.
Yeah.
Third person. Present active imperative.
Now, we probably should have looked up those imperative forms.
Mm-hmm.
The imperative form in second singular is past. The active form. But this is a contract verb. No eo. And when you add an at to no eo, where the epsilon is a contract vowel, you're going to have no a. It's going to look like a third singular from indicative because it's imperative. You can know it's going to be a second singular imperative. So he's talking to Tim. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay. No A.
Lego.
Now tell me about Lego.
Lego man.
What?
I said my son plays with it.
Oh. So that's L-E-G-O, isn't it?
Dose. Third person. Future. Active indicative of Didomi?
Correct. Very well done. Now notice what happened there. You had you have primary endings on a future form, A, which sound beautiful. And you have the subjunctive lengthened forms up in verse 5. And you have imperative forms, both middle and passive, and the first two words, first two imperative forms, and do now move and para fu, and then you have a more typical imperative form in what you just had, no e, no e. Okay, anything else? Any other verbs? In verse 7.
I'm not sure.
Let's be not sure, that's good. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Second person singular. It's imperative. Active. And I'm guessing present.
I think that's a good guess.
Of Mene Maneho.
Yeah.
And then it Age Ger Menon.
Age Ger Menon. Yes. Age Ger Menon.
Ger Menon.
Okay.
And some Egaro.
The vocabulary is a little difficult in the pastorals, isn't it?
It's a little.
Just a little bit.
A lot of participles.
Oh, yes. And this one is not even listed as an unknown word in this case.
No.
From Egero.
Egero.
But now, think about this one. Look at this one a little bit. It's got a root. It's got an ending joined to a root stem with no helping vowel.
That's perfect.
No. That's right. And even though it's got an epsilon at the beginning, it looks like an augment. It's simply doing that because it's put the reduplication in between ge, 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 and move the epsilon that is part of the root stem of the verb all the way up front. You have to just bear with it. That's what it is. And notice that when you have gay together, it's not guga, but gay. Okay?
Very good.
Perfect, or what? What else can you tell me about the perfect?
It's perfect passive participle. It's a masculine.
Right.
Accusative, singular.
Correct. Anything else? Any verbs in that passage?
No.
All right. You ready for the next one?
Yes.
I'm jumping because you were. No, I was. Now, it looks like we're not. It's not working out right, is it? 9 and 10? Who has. Has everybody read?
No, I haven't.
I know, but then that's only 4 more verses, isn't it?
Well, we got you some more.
You may have to, we'll see.
Kakapatho?
Kakapatho, correct.
And present active indicative, first person singular.
And what's this from?
The kakurka?
Kakapatho. That's why they have a circumflex accent at the end. What happened is, you had kakapathe. Add the omega to the ending of it, then the omega and the epsilon merged together, and the accent, the acute accent you had on the epsilon, then slid back over and became a circumflex over the omega. So that's a present, active, indicative. What else can you tell me about?
About that verb,
yeah.
Or the
yeah. What person and number?
First singular.
That's correct. Okay.
And. And the next verb is at the end of the verse, that time, and that's a present passive indicative, third person singular. And in verse 10,
present active indicative. It can't be a present active indicative.
Oh, present passive.
Not present. Not present.
The perfect?
Correct. You got the reduplication.
I went to the.
It's really from de-o. So you just strip off the tie and you get down to the de and you have a reduplication from. You know it's perfect. Passive, indicative, and whatnot, person number. Omai, Esai, Etai.
And then in verse 10.
Yeah, what person number did you say it was?
I'm sorry, in the end of.
Dead Etai.
Third singular?
Correct.
In verse 10, we have Upo Meno.
Correct.
Which would be present, active, indicative.
Correct.
Person, singular.
Which person number?
First person, singular.
Correct.
And that's, then the next one is Tuxosin. Is that?
Tuxosin, yes.
And that would be an.
Tip off is this. It's got an omega, sigma, iota, nu. It's from the word tubicano. So, and there's some strange things that happen to that, and we won't have time to go in tonight and drop off the alpha, nu, and just put the ending flush up against the kappa. But the tip off that you should have from what this is. Both the henna leaves the clause and omega is in the ending. So what's the tip? So henna takes what kind of tenses? Usually.
Would that be...
You have it on the tip of your tongue, you just have to say it.
Aris?
No. Oh, I beg your pardon, I didn't mean to say what kind of mood and voice does it take? It does take an Aris too, yes.
Subjunctive?
That is correct. Now you've got it. Now tell me about the rest of
it. So is it an Aris active subjunctive? And it would be third person plural.
Alright, Harris, active subjunctive, third person plural is correct. And I won't try to explain to you how they got this form. It's too complicated because we're all. Alright, anything else?
Nope.
Okay, Sam, are you ready? I'll do the last one.
I can try.
All right, you try.
No, I'm not going to be reading any Greeks.
No, that's okay.
It was the same for if we... The first one is die with him.
That's correct.
And that's going to be the first person plural indicative aorist active.
First plural aorist active indicative. Correct. From... That is correct.
Can't pronounce it.
Well, let me see if I can help you with that again. Where are we? Sun apothesco. What do you do? You take the theta and the nu together with the eta. That's the nasco. Sun apo. So with, and an apo is another variation of M son to die, the nasco. Okay?
And we shall die with him, we shall live with him.
Correct.
And that one is first person plural, also it's an indicative future activity.
Correct. Now, how come if it's got a sigma there, it's not an aorist?
Because my hopes.
Oh, come on, you can tell me better answers than that. It doesn't have what vowel after it? The aorist active indicative has what vowel except for the third singular? Always.
Alpha?
Alpha. Sigma alpha, sigma alpha, sigma epsilon, sigma alpha, sigma alpha, sigma alpha. So you know this is not an aorist, plus it doesn't have an augment. So if it's got a sigma, what's the next possibility with a sigma or an ending flow? That's it. Good. Okay? Do the next one.
Well, remain faithful to him, endure.
Yeah.
And that one is first plural.
Correct.
And active and victory.
Correct.
And then we will reign with him.
Yeah.
And that one is. Was first plural, future active and indicative. First one's present, one's future.
Okay.
And we'll keep on.
Yeah.
So there's, if we deny him,
there's
a first plural, future, middle, opponent, indicative.
Correct.
And active.
Correct.
And the last one would be.
Oh, I thought you were. I thought you don't
deny him. Yes, I put that one.
Yeah. So if we deny him,
yeah, even that one won't deny us.
Yeah.
And that would be third singular. Future middle form indicative.
Okay.
And the last person.
He could say he himself. Yeah. He also that one himself was not. So it could be. Middle, yeah. It's not passive. All right, yeah, you said you'd like to do 13, so let's do it.
If we aren't faithful, that's first plural, present active, indicative. Even that one, you said, is you say that next one? Next verse? I tried that.
If we are faithless, faithless I will do because it's balanced off with faithful. So it's got to have a similar meaning.
He will remain faithful.
Yeah. Mene.
And then that would be third singular present active indicative.
Correct.
Or he can never deny himself as basically.
Yeah.
The first one would be it's an infinitive aorist middle component.
Okay.
The last word would be third singular present middle or passive component indicative.
Okay. Any other questions? Hey guys, why don't you come back at about 10 after? And I'll set the clock for 7 o'clock. 8 o'clock, by the way.